Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Friday, August 26. Lower across the board in the grains, led by wheat, finishing sharply lower, making new contract lows in Kansas City and Chicago. A couple of factors influencing the wheat. Janet Yellen speaking this morning in Jackson Hole. Initially, a little bit of confusion as to whether she was a bit more hawkish or not, with the dollar rallying, then breaking, and then rallying again a little late in the day. So we've got the dollar at this point up 70 points at 95.44, and that putting a little bit of pressure on the wheat. Also, last night, the International Grains Council raised their global wheat estimate production from 735 million metric tons up to 743, with large crops in the U.S. and Russia more than offsetting any shortfalls in the European Union. So we've got September down 17¾ cents at 383.5. Kansas City September down 15¾ at 389¾, with Chicago Dece down 16¼ at 407.5, and Kansas City December down 15½ at 416¾. The downward pressure in the wheat also adding pressure to the corn. December corn finishing down 7 cents at 325. Pro Farmers estimates were released after the market closed, had their corn estimate at 170.2 bushels per acre for a harvest of 14.728 billion bushels. So again, although it was lower than the USDA's estimate, a lot of the pressure on corn coming from the wheat market. Moving over to the beans, we've got November beans down 8¼ cents at 967¼. Market breaking on anticipation of the final release of the Pro Farmer numbers, as they were finding good pod counts across the board there. So after the market closed, Pro Farmer released their bean numbers, 49.3 bushels per acre for a crop of 4.093 billion bushels. A couple of technical factors in the beans. So we were trading below the 10 and 20 day moving averages, and then we also had what is known technically as a death cross, where the 50 day moving average crossed below the 100 day. Beans breaking down actually towards the 200 day moving average, which lies at 964¾. Beans trading as low as 960½ before closing just above the 200 day moving average. So we will have to see after this big break here, if this is somewhat of a capitulation and we can put in a floor, or if possibly there is the chance of new lows going into the end of the month next Wednesday. In outside markets, as I said, the dollar up 68 ticks now at 95.43 on Janet Yellen's comments. Crude oil up just 3 cents a barrel at 47.36. The Dow down just 62 points now after being down over 100 on these comments. We've got bonds trading down a full point, and the stock market, gold trading flat right now at $1,324.60 an ounce. So that's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.